Is it Dr. Minhas? I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Susan Salimon, S-U-S-A-N, middle initial S, last name S-A-L-A-M-O-N-E, date of birth 10-15-1969, date of appointment 6-05-2025, requesting physician Karen McCree, K-A-R-E-N-M-C-C-R-E-A-F-N-P. Dear Karen McCree, I have the pleasure of seeing Susan Salimon today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 55-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. In November 2024, she got up middle of the night and passed out while walking to the bathroom. She pooped on herself, woke up on the floor. Last year, she has a weird experience in sleeping, woke up with tongue biting and shaking. Since 2022, this happened about 5 to 6 times. She lost vision in the right eye, not walking correctly. She got better herself. Her mother has MS. She does not have any strength, feels unsteady. MRI of the brain done in 2023. Memory has changed. She was flipping the sentences. Words were jumbled all the time. In 2023, he was driving, he was awake, he has lapse of time. He was taken to the ALS hospital, ELLIS. Workup was negative, including EEG. He has a history of migraine also since age 17. Now it is one per month. She is taking Topamax 100 mg PO2 time daily. One time she also passed out in the toilet. Past medical history. Seizure, fibromyalgia rheumatica, hypothyroidism, asthma, ADHD, anxiety, migraine, gastritis, hypertension, fibromyalgia, past surgical history, endoscopy, colonoscopy, tonsillectomy, hysterectomy, herniorrhaphy, cholecystectomy, oophorectomy. Allergy, latex, prochloroparazine, sulfa, clavulanic acid, amoxicillin, medications, acetaminophen, buspirone, dextroamphetamine, amphetamine, epinephrine, famotidine, fluoxetine, fluticasone, levomethylate, calcium, levothyroxine, lidocaine, lisinopril, mirtazapine, semaglutide, sumatriptan, 100 mg topiramate, 100 milligram 2 times daily. Please rewrite again to Paramet 100 milligram daily. Tramadol. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is a CPS case worker. She is single, lives alone, have one daughter. Family history, mother deceased, MS. Father deceased, hypertension, no sibling, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, numbness, tingling, weakness, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, nervous, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, stand 545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem, number 1, epilepsy, number 2, migraine, number 3, syncope, number 4, dizziness, number 5, weakness. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order MRI of the brain, EEG, carotid ultrasound and echocardiogram. After all this testing, I will start Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. Cardiology consult is recommended. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.